Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Sheffield Live with me, Steve Roden, for another Music Box here on 93.2 FM and sheffieldlive.org. I hope you're all well out there. As always, before we get underway, I'd like to say a big thank you to everyone who got in touch with me over last week's show. The theme, Midnight Music, enjoyable, most of the comments, lots of unknown songs, plus songs not heard for a long time. But everyone enjoyed the second hour. Said it was a great second hour. Although I did get a complaint that there was too many name the artist in the second hour. He knows who he is. Don't you, mate? But there you go. But that was last week. This week, it's not a theme for you in this first hour. It's your birthday shout-outs. The theme this week is in the second hour, when it will be family members. And I've narrowed it down to brothers and sisters, all right, for you in the bands that I play for you in the second hour. Brothers and or sisters, okay? But in this first hour, as I say, it's not a theme. It's your birthday shout-outs. We'll do around 10:30-ish. And also, there are two Name the Artist for you to have a go at. And I'll give you that all-important number a bit nearer the time. So without further ado, let's just get on with today's show.
Let's get this show on the road.
I try every trick in the book. With every step that you take, everywhere that you look, just look and you'll find. I'll try to get to your soul, I'll try to get to your mind. I'm gonna make you mine. I know I'll never give up. I'm at the end of my run, from the morning till supper time. And you'll find I'll be waiting in line, I'll be waiting in line. I'm gonna make you mine.
I'm gonna make you mine. Make you mine. I'm gonna make you mine. Baby, I'm gonna make you mine. I'm gonna make you mine.
I try every trick in the book. With every step that you take,
three from the 60s got us underway today. We started 1969 with Lou Christie. I'm Gonna Make You Mine. 17 weeks on the UK chart, peaked at number 2. Followed that 1968 with Bedrocks and Obladi Oblada. 7 weeks on the UK chart, peaked at number 20 and was their only UK hit. And we finished 1967 with Aretha Franklin and Respect. 14 weeks UK chart, peaked at number 10. Originally written and recorded 1965 by Otis Redding. Right, we're off to the 70s now. First up, 1971, CCS, Tap Turns on the Water. 13 weeks the UK chart, peaked at number 5 and was their final UK top 20 hit.
Swaying in time,
time, time, time.
Touch surrender. Beautiful is the dream that makes you mine. Rock me gently, rock me slowly. Take it easy.
Place to go, round about five. Virtual DJ.
Well, we've not heard him for a long time. Apologies there about that coming through. That was 1978 for Dr. Feelgood. And down at the Doctors, 5 weeks of the UK chart, peaked at number 48. I thought that should have been a lot higher. A great song. Before that, 1974 for Andy Kim and Rock Me Gently. 12 weeks on the UK chart, peaked at number 2 and was his only UK hit. Right. Are you ready for your first name, the artist? If you want to take part, you can reach me on this number. He says, reaching over, because once again, it's very space is very limited in the studio today. You can reach me or text me on 077-60-311-287. Once again, the number is 077-60-311-287. Right, I'm going to play for you Twist and Shout. It's from 1963, spent 1 week on the UK chart at number 42. But can you name the artist, please? Well, I've had a few guesses. Phil thought it was the Beatles. No, I'm sorry, it's not the Beatles. John thought it was Brian Poole and the Tremolos. Good guess, but no, I'm sorry, it's not those either. And Tony Green just been in touch with me, and he thought it was the Swinging Blue Jeans. No, I'm sorry, they're all wrong, but thanks for getting in touch. I'll give you a couple of clues. All right, this should give it away for you. If I was to say to you that they had hits, bigger hits with Behind a Painted Smile, This Old Heart of Mine, Summer Breeze, there we go. That should give it away. Right, is it your birthday today? If it is, happy birthday. You share it with these people. People born this day, 20th of August. Dave Brock, 1941, he was in Hawkwind. Isaac Hayes, 1942, Robert Plant, Led Zeppelin vocalist, of course, 1948, Phil Lynott of Thin Lizzy, 1949, Doug Feger of The Knack, this day 1952, and Jamie Cullum, this day 1979. So I'm going to play for you from 1983, Robert Plant and Big Log. Then it's 1973 for Hawkwind and Urban Gorilla. And I'm going to finish in 1976 with Thin Lizzy and The Boys Are Back in Town. My phone's just gone off again in my pocket, but here we go.
Thank you. I'd been away. Haven't changed, had much to say. But man, I still think them cats are crazy. They were asking if you were around, how you was, where you could be found. I told them you were living downtown, driving all the old men crazy. Chick that used to dance a lot. Every night she'd be on the floor shaking what she'd got. Man, when I tell you she was cool, she was red hot. I mean she was steaming. And that time over at Johnny's place, well, this chick got up and she slapped Johnny's face. Man, we just fell about the place. If that chick don't wanna know, forget her.
Once again, if it's your birthday today, happy birthday. Your next birthday shout-outs will be on the 24th of September, because next week in the first hour, the 27th of August, it'll be a theme, and your theme is nonsense titles. By that, I mean nonsense words in the title of songs, okay? Right, another Name the Artist for you. Once again, if you wish want to take part, that all-important number is 077-60-311-287. Now, this one, I think is really quite hard. So, I'm going to give you the clue before I play the track, okay? It's from 1986. It's called No More I Love Yous. It spent 5 weeks on the UK chart, but only reached number 58. I thought that it should have been a lot higher, in my opinion. It's a great song. And it was their only UK chart entry. It was taken from their debut album, but I can't tell you that because it was their self-titled album. So your clue is, if I was to say to you, a Paramore spoken by a mistress, possibly. Now, Paramore is someone who speaks by love or passion, a romantic partner in an illicit extramarital affair. All right, as I say, 1986 for No More I Love Yous.
From your precious face, I used to be wounded, gone from so restless nights. My aching heart would bleed for you to see.
Well, I've had two right answers. In fact, so truth be told, they're the only two answers I received. Well done, Ian and Liz. Well done. And thanks for the added bit of great tune for that particular song. It was, of course, The Lover Speaks and No More I Love Yous. I thought that were a great version. And I know Annie Lennox had the really big hit with it, but in my opinion, that should have been equally as high. All right, no name the artist for you next week. You'll be pleased to hear, Tony. In the second hour next week, it will not. In the second hour next week, it will be lyrics, and there I can tell you now they will be opening lyrics. All right, but back to this first hour. Off to the '70s we go again. 1973, 11 weeks UK chart, peaked at number 3. Debut hit for David Essex, and Rock On.
Rock on, rock on, rock on, rock on. And a little patch of land. So I gave her up for music and a free electric band.
One that stood the test, of time.
'76 there for Darna and Fairy Tale. 16 weeks UK chart, peaked at number 13 and was her final UK top 40 hit. And before that, 1973 for Albert Hammond and Free Electric Band. 11 weeks UK chart, peaked at number 19 and was his only UK hit. We're going to stay in the 70s for this next one, since I've got a bit of time over. So I'm going to play this for you. This is Mr. Blow, Grooving with Mr. Blow. Yes, Grooving with Mr. Blow there by Mr. Blow, bringing the first hour to a close. I hope you've enjoyed the first hour and the name the artist. Thank you for taking part, all of you who did, and thanks. I really appreciate that you do take the time out to get in touch with me. Next week, it's, as I said in the first hour, it'll be nonsense titles. There's all sorts in there. There really, really is. And in the second hour, there will be, as I said, lyrics, and they are opening lyrics for you. Quite a few themes coming up. In fact, on the 3rd of September, I've got a song, a theme called Song 2. And by that, I mean that every track I play in that first hour will have all looked destined to reach number one, but all peaked at number two. It proved popular when I did it the first time, so obviously I'm repeating it. And as I did last time, I will tell you the song that, the track, I should say, that prevented them reaching number one, okay? And the theme after that on the 10th is another opposites, which is good and bad. But join me after 11. Still more great sounds to come.